All right, Mike. We've been wanting to do this now for the last week, and I can't remember why we started talking about Western Sizzler and Bonanza and Sizzler, Sizzlin,
Western
like
Sizzlin.
But Western Sizzlin, yeah. Sizzler and Western Sizzlin.
Yeah, and Bonanza. Those were the big three.
We wanted to take that and delve into salad bar talk with an eye still on those steak places. Because
I like steak.
I don't know about you guys, but when I was a wee lad, we didn't go out to eat a lot. There weren't a ton of places. We would go get, like, there was a place in Arlington called Al's Hamburgers off of Collins. You're familiar with Al's.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, we would go there. My dad loved that. We would go have, there was a Mexican food place, one in Arlington, one, that we would go to. If it wasn't Poncho's, it was this little place. I can't remember the name of it. When my grandparents were in town, we would go to the cafeteria. I don't know if that's played out. I don't know if that's still a thing with people and their grandparents, if they still do that.
I'll bet they do.
But we didn't eat out a ton. You know, we'd go to lunch and get a Wendy's or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But my aunt and uncle, who lived in New Braunfels, Uncle Bill, mm-hmm. who I've referenced on this show.
Yes, the fabled Uncle Bill.
Uncle Bill would take me every year to the Cowboys kickoff luncheon. They didn't have kids of their own, so they treated me and my sister like their kids, and they would spoil us, and I loved that. And one time for my birthday, when I was 11 years old, Uncle Bill and Aunt Sis came into town, and they said, where do you want to go eat for your birthday? And I said, threw out some Chuck E. Cheese type place or whatever, something, you know, typical kid type stuff.
Right.
And he goes, let's go get a steak.
Whoa.
And the only time I'd ever had a steak in my life was when my dad would cook it on a Sunday. Again, very stereotypical.
Yeah. Right.
He would grill steaks on a Sunday.
Right.
And I'm like, go get a steak? Like at a restaurant? He's like, yeah, I'm going to take you to Steak and Ale.
Jeez.
And I was like,
what am I, a Rockefeller?
And I remember going to the Steak and Ale off I-30. I think this is the one we went to, in between Arlington and Fort Worth. And walking in there, and I seriously thought, this is as nice as a restaurant can get. Like, for real.
Yeah.
I didn't know, and I was like, who's going to... I remember asking my dad, like, is Uncle Bill going to pay for this? Like,
how are we going to afford this?
Yeah. And he said, don't worry about it. It's all good. Uncle Bill's got it. You know, it's no big deal. And we sat down, and I remember looking at the menu, and the menu was just, it just looked regal to me, you know? And the waitress was like, well, you guys go enjoy the salad bar.
And think, real quick, before you get to the salad bar, and think of the names of the steaks, like the cuts of meat, prime rib.
I know.
New York strip.
Yeah, they really throw you off.
Filet mignon.
Right.
But didn't
bacon
the dad...
wrap stuff.
Yeah, and the dad would always get the porterhouse because it was the biggest piece of meat, even though 90% of it was big goblets of fat.
Right. So when she said, y'all go enjoy the salad bar and I'll get you some bread. And I was like, salad bar?
What is that?
What? And I remember getting up and following the crowd over there, and I saw this magical island.
An oasis, if you will.
Yes. I could not believe all the things that were on this salad bar. And then at the end, when you grabbed your plate, I picked it up and I set it back down. I was like, the plate's so cold. Because they had chilled their plates when they put it out there.
Right?
And man... It looked like that I was eating salad for 11. Like, and I piled my salad so high with so much stuff on it.
And the reason you would do that, you knew this was your only experience. This wasn't a regular thing. So you were going, if there were 60 items on the salad bar, there would be 60 items on your plate.
Right.
You are going to try
everything.
Yeah, you're going to try everything.
And, Mike, I believe there, somewhere within there, they had the entire hard-boiled egg. Like, whole eggs.
They did. Those are pretty standard fare at salad bars.
Not to mention the pickled okra.
Oh, God. Yes.
Which, I love pickled okra. And I loved it as a kid, too.
But they'd have the julienne carrots. I would have a salad that would have lettuce, sunflower seeds, radishes, croutons, and chocolate pudding. You know?
Yeah.
Because that would be an option at some.
And the rolls were so warm, you know, and I'm just like, man, this is it. This is the nicest place I will ever eat at. Now, again, I don't know if my dad was going out to eat with his buddies and going to, like, the real nice steakhouses and just wasn't telling us about it or anything. I don't think he was. This was just highfalutin, you know? This is what we had. It was what we knew.
Sure.
And I think that we had already been...
I mean, steak and ale seemed pretty high tone to me.
I think we'd already been to a Sizzler before this. I know we'd been to a Sizzler before this. And this just seemed to cut above the Sizzler. You know?
Yeah. And it had a bar.
And we never went to places like that. If we're going to have steaks, which we did quite often, my old man was always going to cook them. And it would usually happen on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And he would get out there and fire up the charcoaler and cook them, and that would be it.
But do you remember the first time you went out and had steak?
God, you know, I don't. I really don't.
It is a really different experience if you're a kid doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
You think you're in a place that you're not supposed to be, and you almost feel uncomfortable because there's not a lot of kid stuff to do.
No, there's no games.
Mm-mm. There's no coloring for the menus or any of that crap.
Right.
You're one of the big people, and you are expected to comport.
Yes, right. And the parents look at the kids like, you don't even belong here, so you damn well better act right.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember, I think I had to put on a collared shirt to go there. Like, I had to, you know...
Some nice pants?
No, I think I was wearing, like, because my birthday's in September, so it's still hot. And I was wearing, like, you know, OP shorts or something like that. And I had to put a collared shirt on with socks and shoes. And, you know, tucked in and all that. And my sister had to put on something nice. And, I mean, it was an event to go eat steak. Now
when you went for the meat, did you pick a steak? Because I always went with what they called the chopped steak, which was just a hamburger patty with gravy on it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like it's Sizzler and stuff?
Yeah, I'd go with the chopped steak.
You wouldn't get like a steak?
No, I didn't want it.
So my aunt told me, Aunt Sis told me, because I'm looking at this menu and I'm looking at her like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. And she said, she goes, you need to order the filet mignon.
Okay.
And she goes, you need to get it medium rare. And I was like, I'll do whatever you say. I'll do whatever you say, you know. And I remember them bringing that out to me. And, I mean, it was, and I've never, my dad would cook steaks, but he would cook the steaks.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't no messing around with anything that was pink. Steaks were cooked and cooked.
Yeah.
Cooked to be cooked.
And they were cooked one way.
Right. And I remember cutting in the middle of it and looking at it and going, wow, that's a color I've never seen before.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
Dad knew gray.
Right. And that first bite of steak and ale filet mignon was just heaven. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe this exists. Problem was, is that I had so much salad.
You had before 6 pounds of salad bar before the damn...
I did.
And probably four and rolls.
Oh, yeah, and rolls with butter and all that on them. And I know I did the same thing at Sizzler, too. But they didn't have a salad bar, did they?
Yeah. Oh,
they
yeah,
did?
All the Bonanza, all those places had the salad bar.
I don't know why I remember the first salad bar experience. Maybe because I declined as a little kid when we go to Sizzler, because there was a Sizzler by the old Arlington Stadium on Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Ty, do you remember this one?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so we would go to that Sizzler and eat before a game. And and I probably, you know, like my kids now, they're not going to touch salad. And I was probably at that age where I was like, no, thank you, you know, and then they would bring out a steak, but it was different than steak and ale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was it? It was just like thin, like skirt steak almost that they had, but it was buffet steak there, right?
I believe
like
so.
They just have steaks piled up upon steaks.
Yeah.
And you just go through there and grab one?
Yeah.
And you had the baked potato bar that you could put all of the crap on
there. Dude.
Cheese, butter, bacon.
It was basically the same thing as a salad bar.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of like the Olive Garden trick of filling you up on breadsticks and salad.
Mm-hmm.
I would be so full off baked potato. And, I mean, like, the amount of butter and sour cream and chives and bacon that I would load onto that thing. And I was...
Those places knew how to play you, man.
Yeah, they did. They did. And so by the time the steak rolled around, man, it was just all you could do to finish, like, half of it. God, that was magical, though. Are there any steak and ales left?
I think there's one.
Where?
I feel like I looked this up last few months. Maybe not.
I want to say they all went away. What about, like, Sizzler and stuff like that, or Bonanza? Do those exist in anywhere but small towns?
They ceased operations in 2008. Their headquarters was in Dallas.
Yeah, Steak and Ale?
Yeah, that's a Brinker company.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a Chili's.
Yeah. Man, the steak game has changed so much over the last 20 years or so.
Like, when I was a kid, though, and, like, Mike, when you were in the 80s, when you were maybe able to afford these places, did you ever go to, like, a Bob's or...
No. No, I would very rarely go somewhere like that.
Too expensive.
Were they all over Dallas? They were never in Arlington. There may have been one in Fort Worth, you know, a nice steakhouse, but we never went.
No, I never went anywhere like that either in the 80s, even though I probably could have swung a nice date, but I always wound up at Simply Fondue or somewhere like that.
Oh, God.
So it looks like there's a Sizzler's in Irving. And there's one in Houston.
Irving in Houston, huh?
Yes. But the one in Irving is called Bombay Sizzler's. And then the one in Houston is called...
Maybe they combine the steaks with curry.
Weird.
The one in Houston is London Sizzler.
London Sizzler?
Maybe they combine it with raw fish.
But Danny, you say that there are no more steak and ales. They ceased operation a couple years ago?
Yeah, I don't see any anywhere.
Did you do that, though? Did you do steak and ale?
No, I never did. I never did any of those places.
You didn't?
No, I only got into the steak thing when, you know, Bob's and Albernaz and places like that started to come
along. So you're not familiar with half-ass second-tier steak?
No, I'm not.
Now there's Western's. Hello?
Yes?
On the ticket.
I said there's Western Sizzlin's left. Not in Texas, though.
No, for me, the steak game has always consisted of going big or the shoe sole as cooked up by Howard.
Right.
With a little King George IV in him.
Allegedly, there's a Bonanza in Plano.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And all
I'm
these places
those
were
aren't around
all
more.
These were founded in like the 60s.
Right. Right. I mean, it seems like that there's a market for those places, the Sizzler and Western Sizzlin' and Bonanza and Steak and Ale.
Yeah, man.
Because not everybody can afford those really, really high-end places. And I'm telling you, as a kid, you don't know the difference. You have no idea.
Yeah, but...
Hell, I don't know if I would right now.
But if there were much of a market for them, wouldn't they still be around? Wouldn't we still be talking about more than one out in Plano or somewhere?
Yeah, I guess so.
A Bonanza and Plano?
I don't know. I miss him, man.
Stay hard, Sizzler.
Yep. Stay hard, steak and ale.
All right, community quick hits coming up.
An iconic Dallas restaurant, speaking of, is closing.